God and prayed to God and said, God, I want to create a new design of a phone. I want to create something that's never been thought of before. I want to create something new, Jesus Christ. I sat there on my bed crying and praying to God. And then God blessed me in my own way to come up with my detachable camera magnetic rectangular cellular. God blessed me to come up with that. God and only God. He blessed me. I said, okay. I'll create the rhombus one and I'll create the normal phone one. Just with the detachable camera. Down there. Not up, the camera down. I can actually make it up if I want to. That's that. So then a year went by almost. March came. March 07 or 08 or 09. 09 is when I drew it. So it was probably 08. March came, God blessed me with a dream. In that dream, it was Jesus Christ instructing me how to create my detachable camera, magnetic rectangular cellular. Jesus Christ instructing me and then telling me, go and create it. Go. This is how you do it. Go and create it. That's all he said to me. Well, that's not all. That's his last seed that he blessed me with. He gave me an entire dream just dedicated to me and him talking about my technology. And at the end, he said, go and create it, Wahiba. Go and create it. He's talking to me and only me. Why would he talk to anyone else? He was talking to me. Why would he give something to someone else in a dream for me? Why would he do that? That's not God's heart. That's not who God is. Put that aside. I got excited. I started sketching. I was like, okay, let me just get all the things that I can think of and put it in one. And then I sketched a better one. I sketched like three or four sketches of it to find the correct sketch to send out my patent. To send out my patent to USPTO and WIPO. So that's what happened. Wahiba created detachable camera magnetic rectangular cellular in Wahiba's bedroom by just looking at the phone camera and looking at down there and thinking, why don't I create it at the bottom? The camera being at the bottom and being detachable. It used to be so fresh to my mind. So that's that. Wahiba's invention. Not anyone else's. No one helped Wahiba. Only Wahiba came up with it. God instructing me and blessing me, giving me his blessing, giving me that push to go and create it, that's what made me fall in love with God. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, he chose me, blah, blah, blah. I was so happy. And then, a few weeks in or so, I'm just like, I thought about this before. I thought about this in 2021. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the memory comes back. The memory happened in summer of 2021. 021, how I call it. And then I'm just like, wow. Wow. So no one can really touch my stuff. No one can say anything. It's mine. It's my rights. They're my technologies. No one can touch my technologies. So that was that. Then I created other parts of the technology. Other parts of my phone. And then I found the box that I brought to my mom, crying to her, complaining to her about how frustrating it is to come up with a phone idea, a whole new design of a phone. I came to my mom and my mom was like, just pray about it, Amari. If it looks like a phone to you, then that's all that matters. It didn't look like a phone to me. But it is the phone that I ended up creating 7 years after. The conversation with my mom happened in 2016. My phone, I invented it in 2021. I started my company 2016, but without anything, just one concept. And then the concepts grew and grew and grew in 2017. 2017 is when I came up with so many concepts. So back to the point. So let's put that aside. my mom and me in this box that I found in 016, but later, but then found it again in 022. So I was just looking at this box. I'm like, wow, that does look like the exact thing that I came up with in 021. Wow, I really came up with something new. I really invented something new, something that's never been done before, never been thought of. I really invented something new. Wow, God, you are so amazing. I thank you for my originality. I come up with so many different new things, like reverse scissor doors, automotive. Like, come on. Anyway, so that's that. I'm not cutting this. Satan tries to interrupt. Whatever he says, whatever I say to respond, I'm not cutting this short. Anyway, so God is good. And I pray to him, he is my God. No one is touching my, no Illuminati. No, I'm not selling nothing to anybody. No corporate, no, none of that bullshit. None of that bullshit. I'm a soul. I'm a soul company. I'm independent. I'm on my own. I don't need nobody's support. I got God. That's all I need. Did you hear that? That someone did. I got God. That's for superstition obsessions. Anyway, people that are obsessed with superstition. People that are obsessed with superstition. But God is so beautiful to me. You have no clue. This man has saved me from being at gunpoint. It does not get more serious than that. And he will save me again and again. Because I know he's my king. And he'll be there for me. You're my king, right, Jesus? You'll be there for me. I trust you. Thank you, God. And there goes the sound. The end. It's not your technology. So mind your own business.